Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Gary Stewart of Conscious Connection. I'm so glad you're listening to us today. I have a fantastic guest. My guest today is Janeska Smith Asante. She's a hypnotherapist and a wellness advisor for over 30 years. She's about complete wellness, mind, body, and spirit, and she produces events in the LA area, primarily centered around health, wellness, and healing. She wrote an e-book called What You Don't Know About Constipation Can Make You Sick and is currently writing a book on anti-aging from the inside out. We're doing the show because on Saturday, March 29th, she's having an event called Modern Day Prophets with psychics, angel readers, and other intuitive readers as a fundraiser to Make a Film Foundation, which is an organization that takes kids with life-threatening illnesses to create their film legacies. With the help of industry professionals to get all the details of the event, her website for this is www.moderndayprophetsevent.com. Prophets is spelled P-R-O-P-H-E-T-S, not P-R-O-F-I-T-S. And we'll have her contact information at the end of the show and on the line. So let me get her on the line here. Hello, Janeska, are you there? Hello? Are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, it's Gary. Is this Janeska?
Yes, Gary, can you hear me?
Yes, I have another line lit up. Did you have someone else calling or did you try with two different numbers?
No, Tamika is supposed to call in.
Okay,
yes,
well,
I hit it live.
I hit it live. So if she's there, she can pipe in. I hit both numbers as to on. Thank you for speaking today on Conscious Connection. I'm thrilled to have you, especially with such a great event that you're planning. And I do have the Gateway information, which is where I do my workshop. So I'm thrilled to support you in having a successful smash with such a great endeavor.
Well, thank you for having us on.
Wonderful, wonderful. Is Tamika there?
Yes, I am. Thank you
so
much.
Okay, just so our listeners know, there's two people on the call, plus me, Gary Stewart, the host of Conscious Connection. So what made you decide to do an event like this one?
Well, my personal philosophy in life is each and every one of us are attempting to attain wholeness and completeness. So many of us lack that, and in our journey to get there towards the wholeness, many of us have questions, and we're looking for direction. And some of us have no idea where to get answers for our deeper questions. And some of these are our actual secrets that we're afraid to share. And I know that the divine creator, our universal source, gives us special gifts and special talents, even when we don't think we have them. And there are people who've been blessed with deeper insight and deeper intuition and the ability to use more than their five senses. And believe it or not, there are many of them among us. This is why I call this the modern-day prophets, because they actually are. So I thought it would be phenomenal to get all of them in one place, to have a fun and inspiring, uplifting, what I call it, an intuition hoedown. And then secondly, I met Tamika recently when she told me about her foundation, and I was really touched by it because even though she's the founder of the Make a Film Foundation, where she does, as you mentioned, take the kids with life-threatening illnesses and creates their legacies with the help of other industry professionals like herself, it was just the perfect end for me because my own daughter, Tracy, passed away a year and a half ago. And if I had known about Tamika's organization, I would have loved to have her life legacy on film, not just for our family, but other families to be inspired by her. So in a way, I feel like I'm doing this event for Tracy, that was her name, through Tamika.
Oh, that's absolutely wonderful, and I'm sorry to hear about your grief on that, and that's
absolutely wonderful,
and I'm so glad you discovered it after the fact. One thing I know with the spiritual work that I do is that love never dies, and we have an eternal bond and connection with those who depart. Yeah. My constellations, we see that every single time we do it. So that's one. Very sorry for your loss. Tamika, would you like to add anything?
I'm sorry?
Would Tamika Hello? Like to add anything to that?
No, I'm. You know what, Janeska is amazing, and I met her, and she came. She immediately came up with this this idea, and I thought it was a wonderful way to support and highlight the organization, and to give some spiritual love to people who were going to support the organization as well. So I'm just really happy to have met her and to be working with her.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent. So what kind of readers are going to be at this event that you have on March 29th?
Well, I'm so glad you asked that question, Gary. I personally hand-selected a diverse group of readers who are totally professional and they're experts in their field. We have all kinds of different modalities for them so that people have a choice. We have a face reader. We have a medical intuitive with a third-generation palm reader who's actually a medical doctor. We have clairvoyant, a medium, angel and chakra readers. We have a channeler, a tarot reader, numerology, a master astrologer from Russia. And we have soul intuitives and handwriting analysis.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the readers have written books, and many of them have traveled around the world and have many unique natural talents that very few people have. It's just an array of splendidness.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. And it's going to be at the Gateway, which is in West L.A., right?
That's correct. It's right off Barrington and Gateway.
Yes, and I'll type the directions in so people will have them when we're done with the show here. And just for our people who are unfamiliar with having a reading done, is there any scary things about talking to a reader, like what they might tell you or what they might expose you to, just so our audience knows that it's a non-threatening environment?
Well, if someone is a little afraid or scared, I always say they must watch too much TV. And if you
yeah.
only get your education from TV, that's not the correct place to get it. But these readers are high-end professionals. They take their work very seriously. They inspire you. They give you direction. They uplift you to transform your lives into miraculous things. These aren't doom and gloom people. These are growth and wellness people.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely wonderful. But do they alert you if there's something negative they feel in your field? Are they free to
well,
say?
Well, yeah, they would say that if something was negative, but they would, you know, they would also give you some insight as how to deal with that.
Right, exactly.
So, exactly. They give you a way to deal with it.
Yeah, because I know I started on massage therapy and noticed there were a lot of multidimensional things happening when I massage people, and I would be guided to leave them messages of something that could be dangerous. And I said, well, how can I tell them in a positive way just to watch their P's and Q's, so to speak, because there could be something unexpected in their future that they're not quite paying attention to.
Yes. That's wonderful. I know you have your own intuition with what you do.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're all in it together. It's all about consciousness and expanding consciousness. Yeah, I wanted our listeners to know a little bit more about your organization. I just think it's fantastic. So I'm sure our listeners on Conscious Connection here would like to hear a little bit more about your organization.
Oh, well, thank you. Are you talking about me or?
I thought I was going to say I would let Tamika handle that.
Okay, great. Okay, Tamika.
So Make a Film Foundation grants film wishes to kids who have serious or life-threatening medical conditions, and we create film legacies with them. We have two programs. One is a documentary program, and one is a short narrative film program, which is the kids write and star in short films with Hollywood celebrities and major, you know, award-winning directors. So it's a pretty intense program. And what's amazing about it is that the kids get to express whatever stories they want to tell. Often it has some kind of connection to their illness, but sometimes it doesn't. And the confidence that they get after creating this. It's just like an amazing transformation that happens for these kids, and that's why I love it so much. For the people who work as well, work in it as well. Like I get an amazing amount of blessings and transformation myself every time I do one.
Mm-hmm. Does it also help the parents, too, because they realize, I mean, all of us, you know, with anyone who's read anything about Buddhism or even knows that life is a temporary state, so does it give the parents and relatives and caretakers solace just to see that no life is wasted, and the documentation really helps people through the grief process of having something they can, a keepsake, so to speak, long after someone departs?
Yes, it's extremely cathartic. In fact, one of the first short documentaries we did was for a little girl named Christina. She had leukemia, and she was such an amazing, bright spirit. She was so funny and so lively, and unfortunately, she passed away 2 weeks after doing her film. And her parents asked if we created the film for her. And then her parents asked if they could have all of the raw footage as well. So we gave them everything that we had, because that's really what they had, you know, on film that was left of her. So it's extremely helpful in the grieving process. And for the people who work in the organization, like the volunteers, they always say that they feel like they're getting more out of it than anyone, because they get to contribute in a way that is really special.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. My God, my heart goes out to all of you. I just think it's wonderful. And it's transforming something that may be considered tragic and to find the beauty in it, and also, you know, document it too, so many people can learn and feel supported with life-challenging things, that there is a ray of hope and a glimmer of positivity despite the darkness.
Yes, I always say, like, people say, well, isn't that sad? Isn't it sad doing that work? And I'm like, no, it's not. It may be a little bittersweet sometimes, but I wouldn't really say that it's sad, because the films that we create are celebrating these children, and they have so much fun, and it's like they're not being defined by their illness. It's like empowering for them. So it's a celebration of their life and who they really are. You know, outside of their illness, even though we do deal with their illness, it's just a celebration of who they really are beyond that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, excellent, excellent. So for our listeners here at Conscious Connection, how will the event help people personally? So if they go to your event with the readers, angel readers, psychics, or modern-day prophets, how will that help people who attend? Are there time slots available with different readers and people attending the March 29th event?
Well, I love to answer that question, Gary. One thing I wanted to add before I do, Tamika is also an award-winning writer, film director, producer, and humanitarian herself. So she brings a lot to the table.
Well, thank you. Thanks for the plug.
Absolutely.
You're both wonderful to hear. Thank you. Well, this event, I believe, is bringing an awareness to those who are listening. I know that there are a lot of people out there who are confused. A lot of people are living in fear, and they're paralyzed to take action in their lives because they don't know who to ask. They don't know where to turn. Even the skeptics have nothing to lose, because we've gathered some of the best readers in the business, where you can get some real answers and some real direction that'll enhance your life. So if they go to the website, which you've already told them, moderndayprophetsevent.com, they can get all of the information in reference to where it's going to be, the time, and all of that. And all the readers are also listed there, so that they can see who is there and read the bios on each person.
Wonderful.
So I believe it will help everyone.
Yeah, and how will this event help kids in the organization?
Well, as I mentioned before with my own daughter's story, this, like even Tamika just mentioned, will leave a living legacy for the family. But beyond that, for other families with sick children and without sick children, it will be an inspiration to them to see how much light these children carry, and their love for life should make all of us cherish our lives even more, because if they can smile or display kindness to anyone and know that they won't be living very long, we can all follow their example and do that as well.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And it's, you know, sometimes they say children are less afraid of death than adults because they came from spirit more recently than we did, so we forget why we incarnated, so to speak. So there's just such an inherent joy in that as well. That's absolutely wonderful. So what kind of event fit is it with wellness, too? So not just to talk about that, but one of the themes is wellness. So how is that addressed with the different readers and different practitioners there?
Vanessa?
Yeah, somebody dropped off. I don't know who, but I still have... Who's on? Is this Tamika or Janeska?
It's Tamika, yeah. I think Janeska dropped off.
One,
maybe
so
when she
can come back in. Yeah, so how will the wellness aspect be addressed there?
Well, I know that the truth is each of the healers, they all have an aspect of wellness to their presentations. One of the healers that I actually got a reading from myself about 3 weeks ago, Lana Betancourt, she was absolutely amazing. And not only did she she did a love card reading for me, and then she also did a crystal rock reading. They were both amazing because they hit on things that I knew about myself that I didn't really think other people knew. And then she also added in things like the health element, stuff that I needed to kind of look for in my body, things that I had to change about my diet, or that she suggested that I changed. And I actually took some of her advice. One of the things she said, just for a week, eliminate sugar. Just for 1 week, eliminate sugar. And she said, probably you won't want it after that. And that actually, I couldn't believe that that was going to happen. I'm like, how am I not going to want sugar? You've got to be kidding me. And so, but it actually worked. I didn't do, you know, and it doesn't mean that I don't eat sweets ever, but I don't crave them like I did. So it's really amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think each one of these healers have their own element of that kind of extra healing, wellness, nutrition, that kind of thing.
Yeah, excellent. And we have Janeska, you're back again?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay, great.
That happens from time to time. Don't worry about it. But I'm glad you're back. I think you're back in. Thank you so much.
I was going to mention about the wellness aspect, too. If a person is suffering depressed or they're sad or any kind of emotional pain, they're generally not all well. They're not complete. So you can be well physically and not mentally or emotionally, or you can be well mentally and not physically, or you can ignore your inner spirit and not know why you're not feeling well because you don't have any reason or answer for it. So wellness encompasses everything, and our event is here to help guide towards wellness, growth, and completeness. That's what it's for.
Yes, excellent. And so is it going to be at the main room downstairs at the Gateway this forthcoming Saturday?
Yes, it will be in the main room. Yes, correct. And there's a great bookstore there if people like, you know, they have a wonderful bookstore with unusual items as well right there at the Gateway if they want to shop.
Yes. Yeah, the news store is incredible. Great. Well, is there anything? We got a couple minutes left here, so is there anything you'd like to add about your previous book about constipation or your forthcoming book on anti-aging? I'm very intrigued by the title. Being a baby boomer in my early 60s, I find that really engaging, anti-aging from the inside out.
Oh, yes. I have a great book coming out on that. Because so many people are into the physical. You know, we're in Hollywood, so everybody wants to be beautiful. But it actually starts on the inside.
Absolutely.
And so I give them all the information about where to, what to have, where they can go, what they need to create that process. But I did not want to leave without telling your listeners that if they go on the site and purchase a ticket, that they'll get a 2-for-1 just for listening to your show. So they can purchase a ticket and they can bring a person with them and just let the registration desk know that they're 2-for-1 from Gary's show.
That's
amazing.
And I'll put that on our live link that I'll put on social network to support you. And that's a really cool offer. So that way, if they couldn't listen to the show today, they'll see it on Facebook or my Twitter account. So they'll be able to.
I would love to just say, if anybody is interested in knowing more about Make a Film Foundation, can I give them my website? They can go to makeafilmfoundation.org and please like us on Facebook as well.
Yes,
an easy thing that they can do. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. Well, we have a few minutes left. Is there anything else you'd like to add here? I think we got a lot of it covered, but is there anything you'd like to add?
I would like to say that I would love to grow this event for the Film Foundation. I want them to get as much exposure as even the Cancer Foundation or the Kidney Foundation. I think it's just as important. And I think the readers are just as important in our own personal lives to help us with some of the things we have blockages with. So I'd love to grow this organization. So tell all of your friends to come out and support us.
Absolutely. Wonderfully. Yes. And let me give some contact information here so we have that. Do you prefer to emailed where we have a few minutes left. So you prefer to be emailed at the kcinfo@yahoo.com?
Correct. That would be the email to email me.
Sure. And the call, to call, they can call 481-641-4847.
Yes, that's correct.
Great. Excellent. And I'm going to post the Eventbrite on my social networking. So rather than read that to our audience, I'm going to post a live link to Eventbrite.
Okay.
So they'll be able to just right from the social networking, go right to Eventbrite. I've been using that more and more for my events out of town. And it's a wonderful service.
I love Eventbrite.
Sign up. Yes. Excellent. Excellent. And I'll mention that, so the discount they'll have if they see it online, I'll just make sure I put that, it would be a 2-for-1 for anyone who mentions Gary Stewart and Conscious Connections.
Correct.
Excellent. That's very good. Well, it's been absolutely wonderful to talk to both of you. Is there anything you'd like to add before we close today?
No, you did a great job, Gary.
Yeah, you did a great job. I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you so much. It was amazing.
Oh, yes. I know it's a labor of love, and I support you totally. And please feel free to either bring some. My workshop is at the Gateway on Saturday nights. I have one this evening. But please feel free to bring some flyers to either the Gateway or me so I can pass them out in my workshops, because I get a good 25 or 30 people every Saturday. Shops there, or leave them at the store if I'm not there, and I'll run to the store and pick them up so I can get them in my groups and workshops too, and forward
Gary,
it to my
Gary, what time does your class start tonight?
I start at 7 this evening, but I'm there at about 6:30, so if I'm not there, just leave them at the store, and I'll run in the store, and I'll hand them out to my groups that I do there. It's a wonderful place, and Tony is so wonderful to host all of us with such forward vision and all-encompassing events that we have there. It's just such an honor.
It is. It's such an honor.
Well, it's been wonderful to talk to you. I will put your contact information and the live Eventbrite link to the event there on social networking in the next few minutes once Conscious Connection gets processed by Blog Talk. It takes about 5 minutes. And I look forward to meeting you both, and hopefully I'll get to make it to that event. You know, for people that are afraid of readers, sometimes I just want to let my personal experience. About 25 years ago when I was having career issues, and I happened to be, I went to one of the most famous readers in Massachusetts who's now since passed away, and he told me that I was going to be a teacher and working with the in-between worlds of the living and the dead, and that was my destiny this lifetime. Now, mind you, I was a waiter slash stand-up comic moving to L.A. to seek fame and fortune, which never really happened, but I didn't know underneath all that it was giving me public speaking skills. So I thought the reader was off the wall. Now, 25 years later, he was so on the money, I couldn't even conceive that he was so accurate to the nth degree about everything that transpired in my life, quarter of a century before it happened in real time. So I want to let people know when readers read something, they're accessing a dimension that it may be so far out of your realm, don't just throw the baby out with the bathwater, but take it in, write it down, because it's very valuable information that comes from spirit or wherever it comes from, and it's not to be dismissed.
I agree 100%. 100%. I do too.
Yeah. And just from my personal experience, I never disregarded. I kept the notes forever. I still have the legal pad I was writing on when I was at the intern. I said, this guy's off the wall. And then 25 years later, I said, wait, I was off the wall. I couldn't take it in. And it was so accurate. It was, it just was really, really amusing. So I encourage people to not be afraid of readings, and they're tremendously, they give you a sense of hope and vision that's absolutely wonderful. Well, I thank you both so much for speaking on Conscious Connection today. My name's Gary Stewart, and we have a fantastic event coming in a couple of weeks on Saturday at the Gateway, the Modern Day Prophets event with angel readers, psychics, and intuitive readers, and that's going to be at the Gateway on Barrington Avenue, which I'll put that in there. I'll put the live Gateway link so they'll have that along with your Eventbrite link, and I look forward to speaking with you more and get the word out there on my social networks. And it's been wonderful to talk to you both.
Thank you, Gary, so much.
Great weekend.
All the best for all you do, and I'll have your contact information on there as well so people can contact you directly.
Perfect.
Okay. Perfect.
Thanks so much for being on Conscious Connection with Gary Stewart, and it's just been wonderful, Janeska and Tamika, to talk to you. And blessings and namaste to you both and all you do.
Namaste. Bye-bye.
Namaste to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Till next time.